appalling and will have political consequences. But I didn't even know that the Danish heir to the throne was even in London. The mischievous inspector had set a small trap for me, and now said, "Don't worry, Dr. Watson. The real Prince of Denmark has not been assassinated. I am talking about Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, of course." Without a doubt, I gave him a confused look and asked, "Are you trying to fool us? We are not responsible for stage characters." Holmes seemed amused. "My dear Lestrade, I think the circumstances of this case are already well known. Laertes inflicts a deadly wound on Hamlet with a poisoned weapon in a duel, but suffers the same himself. In the background, however, Claudius is the one to blame, and he is also held accountable by being forced to drink poison. Surely you've seen, or at least read, the piece before, haven't you?" After Lestrade had his fun, he finally came out with the truth. "Maybe I should have worded this more clearly," he confessed. "The man who was murdered is an actor who plays Hamlet in a current Shakespeare production." "You are not talking about the current production of the London Shakespearean Society," I interjected. "That would mean that Sir Vincent..."